Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Sun Sounds of Arizona. Today is Thursday, October 16th, and I will be reading from the Flagstaff Live. I'm Kathleen, your host. Here is our first article. Flags Dia de los Muertos celebrations invite the community to honor traditions. As autumn sets in, the community prepares to honor loved ones who have passed with vibrant celebrations of Dia de los Muertos. This traditional Mexican holiday is observed annually on November 1st and 2nd. In Flagstaff, two major celebrations will bring this cultural tradition to life this year. The Market of Dreams Dia de los Muertos Festival on November 2nd, and the Museum of Northern Arizona's Celebraciones de la Gente on October 25th and 26th. These events invite community members of all backgrounds to experience the rich traditions, art, music, food, and cultural significance of this holiday, which bridges the world of the living with memories of those who have passed. Aside from the Market of Dreams and the Museum of Northern Arizona, celebrations for Dia de los Muertos, other celebrations may also take place around Flagstaff and be promoted as the holiday draws nearer. The Office of Inclusion at Northern Arizona University is planning to host programming around Dia de los Muertos as well. However, events hosted by NAU's Office of Inclusion are exclusively offered to current NAU students, Lee Griffin, director of the NAU Office of Inclusion, explained. Dia de los Muertos Festival at the Market of Dreams. Flagstaff Sunnyside Market of Dreams will be hosting a Dia de los Muertos celebration in the form of a festival on Sunday, November 2nd from 2 to 7 p.m. The festival will be complete with music, dance, cultural performers, kids' arts and crafts, and ofrendas to honor and remember loved ones. Leonardo Chavez, Parent Resource Coordinator for Parenting Arizona, said the event is designed with a special focus on families and children. It's meant to create a space where children can learn about the traditions and symbolism of Dia de los Muertos in a meaningful way, and also have lots of fun. Children attending this celebration will be welcome to participate in hands-on activities, hearing stories behind the cultural celebration of Dia de los Muertos, and creating their own crafts, learning about the significance of the traditions involved in Dia de los Muertos. Attendees are encouraged to bring a photo or small item to honor loved ones to be contributed to the community ofrenda at the Market of Dreams. The Market of Dreams Dia de los Muertos Festival is a free event that is open to the entire community. Festival coordinators are inviting individuals and groups to perform or sing during this event, Chavez explained. Artists who would like to put on a family and kid-friendly, positive, engaging, and inclusive performance for the festival are welcome to sign up by contacting Chavez at leonardo.chavez@clpc.org. At the Museum of Northern Arizona, they'll be hosting 2 days of Celebraciones de la Gente on October 25th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and October 26th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Celebraciones de la Gente are meant to allow the community to experience the vibrant traditions of Mexican heritage through color, culture, and celebration, honoring the spirit of Dia de los Muertos with heartfelt remembrances and joyful festivities. Museum of Northern Arizona marketing specialist Nancy Wiehek said the Celebraciones de la Gente at the museum will be held in partnership with Flagstaff Nuestras Raíces. The celebraciones will include cultural dances and music, as well as brightly adorned ofrendas in the museum's Jaime Major Golightly courtyard. Traditional foods will also be served, and cultural presentations will help deepen attendees and understanding of Dia de los Muertos. Music and dance will adorn the celebraciones and cultural experience by Mariachi Agave from Tucson and the local ballet Folklorico de Colores. The weekend events will also invite children to get creative with sugar skull decorating and enjoy face painting. As the sun sets on Saturday, the courtyard transforms into a magical scene for courtyard after dark, Wehex said. Witness the glowing ofrendas under the night sky, indulge in sweet treats and beverages, and soak in the rich atmosphere. Invite your friends and family from this world and the next. Tickets for celebraciones are available in advance on the Museum of Northern Arizona's website, as well as at the door of the event. Tickets are good for the entire weekend and include admission to the museum. General admission tickets are $20. Youth tickets to the event are $8, and kids age 9 and younger receive free admission. Wehex shared the festival goers intending to decorate sugar skulls at the event must reserve a spot in advance on the Museum of Northern Arizona's website. The sugar skulls decorating workshop costs $10 to participate. Next up, we have Romance Meets Reality TV, a novel of love drama and second chance by Sabrina Grimaldi, book reviewer. This book is called Not You Again by Ingrid Pierce. As much as I love to read about Arizona's history, culture, and landscape, I was desperately craving a change of pace for my next book review. There are so many novels written by Arizona authors, but I was dying to read something completely different than anything I had reviewed before. Something contemporary, something fiction, bonus points if it was a romance or a fantasy. That's when I stumbled upon Not You Again by Ingrid Pierce, a romance novel by one of Arizona's own on an Arizona author roundup list online. Not You Again follows Andy, a wedding dress designer, and Kit, an architect who dated briefly in college. Their first shot at love ended in heartbreak and ruin, but they find themselves trying again when they are cast for a reality TV show called First Look at Forever. This show combines relationship therapists and a questionnaire to pair couples up with their perfect match. Once paired up, this couple has to marry sight unseen and then decide if they'd like to stay together or divorce in the end. After a few weeks of a trial period, during which they go on a date, go on a honeymoon, and even move in together. Andy and Kit are shocked to see one another at the end of the aisle, and over the course of the show, they have to decide if they were right the first time when their relationship went up in flames, or if the matchmakers have given them a second chance worth taking. Andy and Kit are well-developed, both headstrong and stubborn in their own ways. Andy, who has never wanted to get married because of her mother's long string of tumultuous nuptials, originally signed up for the show in hopes of cashing out on the divorce money given to couples who fail to connect. Kit, who is afraid to settle down and constantly travels to work, only agreed to do the show because his sick mother asked him to. In the first few weeks, the couple fakes their relationship for the cameras, but slowly realizes marriage doesn't feel so fake anymore. Will they get back together or go their separate ways? I won't spoil it for you, but I will say it's a crazy and enjoyable read. Unlike so many romance novels, the main characters, along with their cast of family and friends, feel realistic and flawed in ways many authors seem afraid to write. The characters often make decisions that are irritating but understandable, relatable in ways that many struggle to portray. While the plot may seem predictable to some, the ending takes creative liberties that felt unexpected and fresh. The writing style was also colorful, feeling whimsical, and engaging without feeling overdone. If you're a fan of reality TV, this plot is one you'd enjoy. As someone who definitely enjoyed watching Love Island USA and the rest of the world this past summer, with the rest of the world, I would definitely see myself tuning in to watch First Look at Forever, if it were a real show. Pierce even used a mixed format for some chapters, as if you were reading the show's transcript or watching it on the screen, and it was fun to visualize the show's final product. She even talked about virality and TikTok trends, making it seem real and relevant, reminding me of all the trending audios birthed from reality TV shows of the world. The drama, on screen and off, was juicy and thrilling to read about. If you're looking for a fun, quick read, especially if you're in need of a palate cleanser like I was, I would absolutely recommend this novel. A great mix of classic and fresh, Not You Again checked all the boxes and was a great way for me to relax and unwind while I took care of my newborn during my maternity leave. And this rating, she gave 5 stars. Sabrina Grimaldi is an Arizona journalist, book editor, and published author. She earned a Bachelor of Science in Journalism from Northern Arizona University in 2020 before launching the Zillennial Zine, an online magazine that amplifies young voices in media. All right, you're listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona, and we've been serving Arizona since 1979. We provide audio access to information to listeners in Arizona. Next up, we have Letters from Home, Language Power, and this is written by Peter Frederiki, essayist. As someone who has transitioned from reading a paper copy of the Arizona Sun to the wan substitute of flipping its pages on my laptop while drinking my morning coffee, I was interested a couple of weeks ago to note that 2 entire virtual pages were taken up by text-heavy announcement from our friendly local electricity provider, Arizona Public Service, APS. It appeared is angling for a rate increase, which, if approved, would become its fourth in 10 years. At first, I was alarmed because the wording clearly specifies that APS is requesting for itself an annual revenue increase of $662.44 million, or almost 16%. This sounded to me, an APS user, like I would surely be responsible for furnishing some of that revenue increase to the company, which, in an admirable display of transparency in the next paragraph, let readers know that it was planning to experience a return on equity, aka profit, of 10.7%. Reflexively, my left hand darted to around the tabletop, trying to reassure itself that it knew where my wallet was. Fortunately, the very next sentence allayed its concerns. That's because APS, whose commitment or thoroughness admirably extends a couple of digits to the right of the decimal point, reported that it was projecting a net revenue increase experienced by customers of $579.52 million, or almost 14%. I will admit that I have long been skeptical of large corporations turning large profits by furnishing a product that is not a luxury but an essential service. And I will admit also that I am not an economist or an accountant and not really a math person at all. From the arithmetic perspective, I frankly find it a bit mystifying that APS will experience an quote, annual revenue increase, unquote, at the same time that customers, as the wording appears to state, will experience a net revenue increase of their own. Sounds like a win-win. But I am excited, no end, by the possibilities. If we as APS customers can experience a net revenue increase at the same time that the corporation is increasing its profits, then surely other sorts of win-win arrangements are possible. It's worth noting here that UNS Gas has also petitioned the Arizona Corporation Commission for an increase in its basic monthly rate from $10 to $15. Perversely, it simply calls this proposal an increase in the monetary basic service charge, which is why when I emailed the Corporation Commission with my opinions, I'm going to suggest that they approve the APS proposal, but not the UNS one. If a corporation lacks the basic customer management skill of using language reassuring us that we are going to profit right alongside it, can it really be trusted to keep the furnace going? I think not. Maybe Amazon will do better. Some analysts predict that the annual Prime fee will go up from $139 to $159 next year, thereby fueling Jeff Bezos' quest to keep up with his frenemy and rival Elon Musk. I am optimistic that these dueling space lords are both canny and ambitious enough to recognize that they can best keep their customers happy through soothing language use. Not re net revenue increase for the corporation? I'm not going to take that as meaning a fresh Andrew Jackson in my pocket. I already have plans for how to spend it at Whole Foods, an act that I will probably be rewarded with a dividend. And the same win-win principle can obviously be extended beyond the merely financial. Surely there is no reason we cannot all experience a net air quality increase as the Trump administration kneecaps clean energy plans in favor of burning more coal. Or as a net coolness increase, as the rate of planetary warming reaches acceptable levels again after showing alarming signs of slowing during the Biden years. Because what could be cooler than appearing unruffled even as the ice caps melt and storm surge sweeps in through Mar-a-Lago lobby? Back when I was an undergraduate studying literature, I had to steel myself for all of those regular raised eyebrow questions from business or computer science majors, all riffing on the same concept. And what are you going to do with that? In our new age of win-win language acrobats, I feel I now have the perfect answer to their question. Make millions, of course. Peter Frederiki is a writer and former itinerant field biologist and tour guide who, in his spare time, directs the Rural Food Pathways Project at Northern Arizona University. All right, let's get to our pulse. On Thursday, today, October 16th, we have the 2025-2026 Winter Job Fair. Browse available jobs this season at the Arizona Snow Bowl, at Heart Prairie Lodge, at Arizona Snow Bowl, 4 to 6 p.m. Fall Glam and Glow, spa sessions and skincare demos at the Bear Medical Aesthetics, 6 to 8:30 p.m., $34. Billy Bob Thornton and the Boxmasters, rock band from California. Yucca North, doors open at 7, show begins at 8, $58 to get in, and you must be 21. Friday through Saturday, 10:17 through 10:18, In Real Life by Charlene Woodard, a one-woman play following an African-American woman's journey at the Beaver Street Theater, 7 p.m., Saturday, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., and the cost is $20 to $50. Friday through Sunday, 10:17 through 10:19, Theatricos presents The Nerd, comedy on the hilarious dilemma of a young architect. Theatricos Theater Company, Fridays through Saturday, 7:30 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m. The cost is $26 to $32. Friday, October 17th, Searching for Refugia, opening reception, installation by Chiara Rose Skablund at the Heart Box, 6 to 8 p.m. The cost is free. NAU Soccer versus Weber State. Cheer on your Lumberjacks at the NAU Lumberjack Stadium, 7 p.m., and the cost is free. To boldly go, well, you know, NASA's Dawn mission to the main asteroid belt with Dr. Mark Raymond at the Lowell Observatory, 7 to 8 p.m., the cost is included with admission. NAU D2 Hockey versus CSU Northridge. Cheer on your Lumberjacks at the J. Lively Activity Center, 8:30 p.m. The cost is free. Sounds, Bath, and Soul Journey. Listen to relaxing and inspiring music at the Momentum Aerial, 7:30, $6 to $20. Saturday, October 18th, Wild Steps, an Irish Dance Journey. Discover authentic Irish group dance with live music at Momentum Aerial, 9:30 to 12:30 p.m., $60. Coconino Humane Association Adoption Event. Meet puppies and dogs looking for their forever homes at the Flagstaff Mall, 10 to 2 p.m. Meet a planetary astronomer. Learn from Dr. Larry Wasserman, Lowell Observatory, 7 to 9, included with admission. The Emo Night Tour. Hear all your favorite emo artists and songs at the Orpheum Theater, 7 p.m., $27 to $30, 18 and older to get in. NAU D2 Hockey versus CSU Northridge. Cheer on your Lumberjacks. J. Lively Activity Center, 8 p.m. New Destiny, old school funk band from Arizona, the Twin Arrows Navajo Casino Resort, 10:30 p.m. Sunday, October 19th, Pups in Public Safety. Walk a high country humane shelter dog alongside local public safety teams at the Buffalo Park, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. NAU Soccer versus Idaho State. Cheer on your Lumberjacks at the NAU Lumberjack Stadium at 1 p.m. Autumn Elevated Eats and Music. Enjoy dinner on the deck and listen to live music at the Arizona Snow Bowl, 3:30 to 6 p.m. Aaron Watson, country music from Texas at the Orpheum Theater. Doors open at 7. Show begins at 8 p.m. and the cost is $32 to $38. You're listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona, and that's all I have for you today, folks. Thanks for listening and have a beautiful weekend.